Let's describe this with an animation. In this case, we have a detector that is approximately 275 feet away from the stop bar. Given this, the number of vehicles that could queue between the stop bar and the detector is roughly, well, the 275-foot distance divided by 25 feet per vehicle is approximately 11 vehicles that can be stored between the detector and the stop bar. Therefore, the maximum initial calculation would be the 2.1 seconds times the 11 vehicles plus 3 additional seconds of startup time is roughly 26.1 seconds of maximum initial, which is shown down below here. The minimum initial that is used by rule for a one-lane higher speed approach, roughly 15 seconds, or in this case, we will say it is 15 seconds. The time between the minimum initial and the maximum initial is the portion where added initial can be added based on actuations after a certain number of vehicles arrive. We should also note that the minimum initial of 15 seconds is roughly enough time to clear about 6 vehicles that would be stored up in that area there. Therefore, we don't start adding initial time until we've reached 6 actuations. So let's watch the animation. Watch as the first 6 vehicles arrive, they will add nothing to the minimum initial. There's vehicle 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then additional vehicles begin to arrive. Adds 2 seconds, 2 more, 2 more, 2 more, 2 more. But we had reached the maximum initial, therefore the final vehicle that's just barely on the detector, the red vehicle, does not add any more initial time. In fact, that vehicle is on the detector, so when the signal turns green, it will be allowed to extend the green time based on the amount of passage time that is set for this detector.